Well, it's been quite the couple of years for folks in BC, particularly those that own strata properties. It hasn't been easy being able to do your monthly or annual meetings. They're obligated by law to conduct some sort of meetings, especially the AGMs. But it took a little bit of time for them to not only be allowed to do so electronically, but to find some sort of solution that would allow them to do it effectively. To talk about these kind of issues, I want to bring in Wendy Wall. She's the president of the Vancouver Island Strata Owners Association, or VISOA. Wendy, thank you for your time today on the CFAX Afternoon Show.
Thanks for inviting us back today.
So let's talk about this. Obviously, we can now meet electronically as a Strata Council. This hasn't always been the case, and I believe this is going to carry on through the end of the year, right?
It is, although the government does have a little clause in there that they could change their mind. Mm. But at this point, we're looking at December 31st, 2022.
Gotcha. So let's talk about some of these issues that Strata Councils are having to address now when they conduct their meetings electronically. Now, I mean, they can do it through Zoom. Everybody's been doing Zoom for the last couple of years. But there are some, I guess, technical aspects of conducting a meeting that Zoom just can't deal with.
Right. So here we're mostly going to be talking about general meetings because the Strata Property Act does allow us to have, or actually the standard bylaws do allow us to have council meetings electronically. Mm-hmm. So let's just jump right into the annual and the special general meetings. Yes, we are required to have them once a year. It has been difficult for property managers and Strata Councils to accommodate everything under the law in some of the electronic tools we have. So if somebody owns more than one unit and they're logged into something like Zoom or Teams, if there's a poll of some kind, they can only vote once. It's difficult for them to vote for their other units.
Oh.
Same thing if they're representing some of the other owners by holding their proxy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you get them to be able to vote multiple times for those people? If anybody lives in a strata that has residential units and non-residential or commercial units.
Oh, yes.
A lot of those commercial units are very large, so they have what we call fractional votes. They might have 3.9 votes for their strata lot, which also makes it a more complicated and challenging doing the math.
Sure.
But then, of course, one of the big ones, people have really been concerned about being able to do secret ballots.
Oh, that would be difficult when everybody's looking at each other on a Zoom call.
That's right. And, you know, we've tried to accommodate, and here I have to commend the Strata owners out there. They have been creative these last 2 years. They have tried to do secret ballots through, stopping the meeting, running around to all the doors with a ballot box, letting them put in their ballot. We've seen people hire scrutineers and have everybody stop the meeting, send an email to the scrutineer where the scrutineer is not, you know, a Strata owner. They've been, you know, fabulously creative, and they've tried, but it's still been difficult. So we've been looking for, they've been coming to us for solutions. What's out there? What can we use? And the other thing that's interesting in those meetings is you are allowed under the law to have observers.
Mm.
So you might have, say, two spouses attending the meeting, but only one can vote.
Sure.
So it's difficult to control that in something like a Zoom poll where you really can't control who's casting the vote. You can only see that there's a certain number of votes cast.
I could see how those different aspects, especially when combined together, would make things a whole lot more chaotic than they need be. Speaking with Wendy Wall, president of the Vancouver Island Strata Owners Association, and we were talking about some of the issues that Strata Councils have been facing as they attempt to conduct their meetings electronically. Most of the typical platforms out there aren't nuanced enough to allow for things such as proxies and having fractional votes or being able to be more than one vote as a self, or what do you do with secret ballots when everybody's looking at each other on a Zoom call? Wendy, thank you for holding the line. This has been a fascinating conversation.
So you want to hear about some of the innovations that are out there?
I do, because this is kind of the point we're getting to here, is there seems to be some sort of solution out there for folks. What is it?
Well, I have to say that when, you know, when we have the, actually, I always forget that what a tech town we live in. There are some brilliant people here who are constantly working with tech. And there's a couple of people from Property Flute who recognize the problem. We've got real strata owners and a real property manager, and they said, hey, early on in COVID, there's, you know, problems. How can, you know, is there a solution out there? They found there wasn't. So they put themselves to the test and decided to look at the Strata Property Act, look at the problems people are having in meetings, and try to come up with solutions. And that's what they have. So one of the nice things about Property Flute is they came to us at VIZOA and said, hey, would any of your Strata owners out there want to test our platform? And they did. We did a number of tests where we invited the public, and it was great fun. And they were really great, listened to a lot of feedback, and they've come up with some solutions so that people can log into their voting platform, go through a check-in process. During that process, it's identified who is holding proxies for whom. And then when they get to vote, they get the chance to vote for each and every one of those people, in whatever manner that person wanted their vote to be cast.
Well, that's fascinating. So just to clarify this, it's off of a website, and it's called, you said, Property Flute, like the musical instrument?
That's correct. So what would happen is you would still have your meeting in Zoom or Teams or even in person in a room or a combination of methods, and then people would log into a website, this propertyflute.ca, and they would do the voting on there. So the agenda is in there, and when the vote is opened, they basically click a button in the manager platform, and it opens the vote. Everybody casts their vote. They close the vote, and then the tabulation happens automatically, which is a beautiful thing, especially when you have complicated stratas with fractional votes. It's actually pretty cool.
A couple of questions off of that. So it sounds like, from what I just heard, that you don't need to be conducting an electronic meeting for this. You can do this in person. So such a platform would work indefinitely, essentially.
Absolutely. So if you have 100 people in the room and it takes forever to raise your hand and vote and someone's walking around the room counting the votes, you could have, when you do the check-in process, you could say to each person, do you want to vote in person, holding up your hand or your voting card, or do you want to vote electronically? And the people who are voting electronically could be sitting in their room with their cell phone or their tablet, casting their vote that way. And then whoever is running the meeting would ask each person who is not voting electronically, how do you want to vote? And they would manually enter their vote into the platform, so that you end up having all of your votes cast and tabulated in the platform.
So does Property Flute then keep some sort of minutes of the voting actions that happen during these meetings so they can be, referred back to in the future?
Secretaries are going to love this. It keeps track of who motioned, who seconded, how many votes for, against, and abstained. Then it's auditable, so there is a record. When people cast their votes with secret ballot, all it does is keep track of the numbers, you know, how many vote in favor, how many vote against. It doesn't tell you who voted.
That's
but
good.
For all of the other votes, there is an audit trail there of everybody's vote.
So is there a fee or a cost to this platform for the Strata Councils that want to explore such a thing?
Sure. Now, I'm not from that company.
Of course.
I don't endorse that company, but I can tell everybody that if they go to propertyflute.ca, they can find the information about pricing, how the platform works, how to get a demo, how to contact the folks who are behind this. That's where I would say it was good. But we also, because we did a webinar last Saturday for VIZOA, just to teach, give these guys a chance to demo and show people how the meeting manager side works, we actually have a recording of that. So on our YouTube channel, which is just youtube.com/VIZOAvideos, people can look for that video. It's just called Online Voting Platform for Stratas.
Gotcha, because that was the webinar you guys were conducting, I believe, last weekend.
Yeah, watch.
Fantastic. Well, that's a lot of information there, and I know there's been some strata councils that have been stuck. I'm a member of one myself, and granted, we don't have the hundreds of units that you would typically see in some strata properties. We've just got a handful, but there was a point in time when we were struggling to conduct our meetings electronically and to have votes and proxies and things like that. So I'm glad that there's something like this in the marketplace right now that is a potential solution for strata properties and the councils now and going forward.
Yeah, and who knows, with all of the innovation out there, we might see more companies come forward with their own solutions. So it's really kind of an exciting time for stratas, and I hope that it will really help property managers as well.
Well, if you want to explore this, the website again is propertyflute, like the musical instrument, .ca. There's lots of information there. You said it was co-founded by another strata property manager, a fellow named Craig Moore.
Yes, that's right.
Well, Wendy Wall, president of the VISOA, the Vancouver Island Strata Owners Association, I do thank you for your time today on the CFACTS Afternoon Show. Any final thoughts you'd like to leave with the listeners?
To commend everybody for getting through these 2 years, for trying their best, and for constantly looking for ways to improve. I hope that companies like this are giving you the tools to help you be successful.
Well, Wendy, best of luck, and we'll talk again soon.
Great. Thanks, Josh.